How are you, Shane? Thank you.
I'm not too bad, and I suppose we'll start with what wasn't a bad Sunday for you, Brandon. A 31-1 double in Hamilton last weekend, which wasn't a bad couple of hours riding.
No, it's grand, and to top it off of the Sunday too, it's all right. Yeah. Now, them Sunday series, good value handicaps, so no, it's a brilliant day.
Yeah, you got the Jockey Cup that day too, didn't you, on Sunday?
Yeah, we got the most points there for the Jockey Cup. Yeah, I think I finished on 25 points for the day. So yeah, we got the 10 grand bonus.
Yeah. You had three races that day, two winners and a second. Is that right?
Yeah. All went perfectly.
All went perfect. It's good when it all comes together and it clicks together on a afternoon's racing, isn't it?
No, that's it. Yeah, look, we had three nice rides, like they were grand horses, but you know, I was going up there with no mad expectations. We were just hoping to get in the placings, really. But now for the two of them to go win, and then the third horse finished a good second, then so no, it was a great day.
And you have a busy few days ahead as well. You're in Haydock today, and Goodwood's coming up, and there's a few more over the next few days for you.
Yeah, no, we're flat out at the minute anyway, thanks be to God. Two at Haydock today, down to Goodwood tomorrow, and back up to Catrick on Saturday there. Now we're busy.
Yeah, and obviously another young man from Donegal, Oisin Orr, is over in England as well, doing most of his riding over there. He had a big Monday where he had four winners, and I'm sure you'd be speaking to Oisin quite regular, do you?
Yeah, I'll be chatting to Oisin there most days now, yeah, and it's great. He's doing so well and all now. And we're putting a bit of Donegal on the map anyway.
Yeah. I remember Oisin when he first made his breakthrough coming out of Apprentice, and now you find yourself in the Apprentice arena. Is Oisin there on hand to give you regular advice, is it?
Oh, yeah, look, you'd have no problem going up to Oisin and asking him about any sort of horse, or asking him if you've done something wrong, now he'd tell you. And no, it's good just to have someone from home as well, I suppose, over here. You know, it's a big help, especially to be such a good rider himself.
Yeah. Why did you make the decision to go race in England, Brandon?
It was more, I was down in Kildare with Eddie Harty on the Curragh, so they gave me the idea, just a bit easier to get going over here in England, and kind of you nearly hit the ground running when you're over here with a lot of racing and all that, you know, much more opportunities over here, kind of.
Yeah. And how are you finding life under the Carl Burke stable?
I'm loving it now. It's a brilliant place to be working now. Excited place to go in the morning. Like, it's nothing but good horses really in there. You're in there in the mornings now riding proper horses. Makes the job a lot easier.
Yeah. And where did your sort of love for the racing start, Brandon? Obviously, you were at a very young age and you were in the ponies here in Ireland. How long ago was that?
Yeah. I think I started riding the horses when I was about 11 or so, and started getting into the pony race and flapping up there when I was about 12 or 13. I got into it with cousins of mine, the Sweeneys there of Old Town. They had a few pony racers and said, "Will you come over and sit on one someday?" And I think it was the bug bit me then.
Yeah, you were playing a bit of football, gaff football at that time too. That sort of went to the wayside, did it?
Nah, that was it. Yeah, we were doing a whole heap. We were boxing, we were doing football, we were playing hardly the whole lot. It was all thrown in, but got the bite of the bug for the horses anyway, the speed of the horses. It all went out the window.
Yeah, well, listen, you're going very well at the moment, and I take it you're enjoying your time and how the career's going at the minute, Brandon, are you?
That's it, yeah. Look, very busy, so keeping busy is the main thing anyway, and look, it makes it easier when you're getting them nice sort of winners.
Yeah, and where do you want to go in your career? Obviously, we see the likes of Dylan now that you know very well, and you'd be speaking to him when he's over in England. Dylan has now progressed, having been apprentice champion jockey, and now he's getting some very, very strong rides, obviously under Joseph, and he's done a couple with Aidan O'Brien as well. We see where Oisin is with Richard Fahey. You were telling me before we started the interview, Fahey had like nine winners in the last couple of days. So obviously a big name on the UK circuit. Where does Brandon Wilkie want to go now over the next couple of years?
Yeah, look, if it would be a dream to end up like any of them boys, you know, it's just keeping people happy and keeping momentum, and that's how you can get to there, you know. But yeah, not to be high profile kind of jockey in the next few years would be pure dream now. You could land a decent job now and stuff like that, but the manager is just keeping lads happy now and riding consistent winners, so you'll get there.
Yeah, well, as long as you're happy too, Brandon, that's the main thing. Yeah. Okay, listen, thanks for joining us, Brandon. I know you're talking to us here en route to Haydock this afternoon, but thanks for speaking with us. Well done on your double last week, and hopefully we'll see a few more doubles from you over the next couple of weeks.
Lovely. Good, man. Thank you.
All right. Cheers, Brandon.